Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And coming up, the White House wants to restore your faith in government. Shockingly, this does not mean they intend to dismantle government, which is about the only way they could restore my faith in it. The wording is also interesting.
The key word there is faith.
It is absolutely the key word. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that. The upcoming pandemic treaty, the World Health Organization wants people to sign. A metaverse marriage being pimped by the New York Times as some groundbreaking thing and people just eviscerating that, as well as the FBI just being corrupt, hiring prostitutes, which they're not supposed to do.
And they would never corrupt.
No, right.
The FBI?
The shining bastions of policing and enforcement and upholding the law in the United States out there. Hiring hookers, which, I mean, good for them, but they're not supposed to do that because right. They're the ones enforcing the laws that say that people can't do that. But here in New Hampshire, we have more exciting news, at least for the other rest of the people in New Hampshire. The constitutional amendment that was put forward by, I think, 9 state representatives.
Somehow it got whittled down to 7, so I think maybe somebody dropped out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's still unfortunate for them.
7's a pretty good number. The maximum is 10.
If I was a state rep, I would be honored to have co-sponsored this thing. I don't want to be a state rep, though. I mean, it's $100 per year.
You got my vote if you decide to run.
It's a useless thing, because I appreciate that. I don't see myself running for state rep. Maybe as a Democrat.
You're qualified now. You've been here more than 2 years.
That's true.
And, you know, running as a Democrat, it would be very interesting in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, that is my next political affiliation, is the Democratic Party, so I don't know. I don't know what I'll do, you know, make these decisions on the spur of the moment. I didn't even plan to run for mayor until you reminded me that the filing was coming up. I was like, yeah, sure, why not?
It costs $2, by the way, to run for state representative in New Hampshire if you are a Republican or a Democrat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I mean, you can collect signatures, I think, to get that $2 waived if you want.
You could. If you want to spend the hours and hours it would take you to collect, I think, 120 or 150 signatures, which is no easy task.
No, it's easier just to pay the $2, for sure. And you can collect signatures, I think, to get on the ballot as a Libertarian or something, or as some other unaffiliated party. Mm-hmm. But really, it's not worth it. There's enough openings within the Cheshire County and the city of Keene where you can exploit it to great success. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun. And because of the strong Republican alliance with the Free Staters, well, I don't want to say there's a Republican Free Stater alliance because there really isn't.
No, it's more like a Republican Free Stater takeover.
It really is. And it's been very successful.
Yeah.
To the extent that there's something like 40 Liberty Free Stater reps in the state house.
Yes, correct.
And some of them have put forward a constitutional amendment.
I don't even think it was, well, some of them, yes, but the bulk of the people on this particular bill, I think, are just New Hampshire natives.
Really?
Or people who've lived, you know, who are not quote-unquote Free Staters. At the very least, I don't recognize the majority of the names. I only know two of them. Mike Sylvia, who is the prime sponsor and is a Free Stater, meaning he is a liberty activist who migrated to New Hampshire as you and I did, although you and I aren't technically Free Staters. But he is. And Matt Santanastasso, also a Free Stater.
Yeah, and what this bill would do, if passed by the House of Representatives,
and 60% of the House, 60% of the Senate in New Hampshire have to pass this in order for it to appear on the 2022 ballot.
And if it appears on the ballot, then it's binding. If it passes. Right, if it passes and appears on the ballot, 51% of the population is all it would take to
incorrect.
Vote yes.
67.6, two-thirds.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was just a simple majority.
Supermajority. This is a big, you know, it's a big deal, right? You're talking about a constitutional amendment. So, yeah, you got to get 2/3.
And it would allow, it would cause the state of New Hampshire to peaceably and immediately declare independence from the United States government.
Yes, and it isn't some sort of, like you said, it's immediate. As soon as this thing passes, it's a done deal. Basically, there is apparently one other step, and that is the governor has to proclaim it. But I don't think he can avoid that. Like, this is what the people want. So the governor has to basically do that, from my understanding. It would be very interesting if he refused to do what 2/3 of the populace just voted for.
I suspect there's something within the Constitution that binds him to do that.
I suspect. I've not looked that up personally, but I did just learn about that extra little step.
So it's not official until King Sununu himself declares.
I proclaim that I am now the president of New Hampshire.
Well, Sununu loves power, so he may very well be all about that. You know,
he might be.
This makes him President Sununu.
But he also really loves the federal government, and he's a total tool for the federal government. So he's definitely going to be on the attack against this particular amendment, as are the Republican officials, right? Like the top dogs, the party chairman, because the Republican Party has not been fully taken over by the Free Staters. They just have a lot of influence in it at this point. And so the old dogs are going to, you know, they're going to go against this for sure. It's going to be very interesting to watch this happen. And one of the things that makes this particularly historic is that we're going to have a public hearing on this.
Yes, they can't avoid it.
Every bill in New Hampshire has to have a public hearing. This is one of the reasons, if you go to look at the 101 Reasons Why Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, there's a great little documentary. You can go see it at 101reasonsfilm.com. There's also a PDF version on the Free State Project's website of those 101 reasons. One of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the largest libertarian migration is because its political system is incredibly good. Like, politics sucks, but on the scale of political systems, New Hampshire's is accessible. And it's fairer than a lot of them, which is why every single bill gets a hearing. For example, in Texas, you know, Texas, that free state, which is a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
But in Texas, earlier this year, there was a state representative who put forward a Texas secession, quote-unquote, bill. And I say quote-unquote because all it would have done, if it were to have passed, would have simply been a resolution or it's like a non-binding resolution, basically, that says, we, Texas, are going to start beginning to look about thinking about how to start beginning to consider seceding, right? Like one of those sort of things.
One of these
meaningless,
watered-down Brexit-style things.
What? Not even. Just a consideration of a thing, right? Like we're going to just start thinking about how to do this.
So it's
talking
like we're
going to
consider
it.
Looking into how we might do Brexit.
That's it. Yeah.
What a waste of time.
That's all it would have been if it passed, but it didn't even get a hearing. The people the people at the top of the political pyramid in Texas, the loyalists, the Empire loyalists, cut that thing as soon as they could, and it was just buried.
And in New Hampshire, they can't do that.
That's right.
Now, I know the city council meeting that you attended Wednesday, a bunch of people showed up to speak against the mask mandate.
That's right.
We're probably going to see a mask mandate anyway. So here in Keene.
In Keene, yeah.
These hearings don't really matter. There's no possibility for the voters to actually influence the city council. Is that true at the committee level of the state house?
I think it does matter. Okay. From my understanding, so Mike Sylvia, the prime sponsor of this legislation, you know, he's a state representative. He sits on these committees. I think he's on the Judiciary Committee, so he's not on the committee in question here that will be hearing his bill. But he's, you know, he spends time in committee. And so he believes that if you can pack a committee hearing, it's going to sway some reps. Because there's going to be some, obviously there's going to be reps that have already made up their mind, right? Like that's just the way people are. But there's still some of them who are going to get blown away if we can turn out enough people to not only fill, because normally like a hearing room for a bill has no more than 15 seats in it. It's just a small little room. There's 20-something reps, like 20 or 21 reps, and then there's maybe 10 to 15 seats for the audience.
Are there that many reps on some of these committees?
There's usually about 20.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's 400 state reps, and there's like, you know, 20 committees. So
only 20? That's surprising.
I don't know. There might be a little more. I don't know. Anyway. So if you can fill that room up, well, then they have to take that to a larger room because they have to let people in to the hearing. So then they go up to a double-sized room where you can fit, like, 50 people in. And if you can fill that room up,
I suspect we can.
Then they'll put it in the reps hall, which has 400 seats, and that's as big as it gets. So if you can do that, you're going to start to sway some reps.
603-283-6160. We're going to tell you why we're talking about this bill again. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
About whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian discussing the exciting New Hampshire Independence Constitutional Amendment, where even the people of Cal Exeter looking at us with a bit of envy, like, man, you guys, you came out of nowhere and just took first place in this race to independence.
Well, you know, it seems like we came out of nowhere.
That's true.
From the outside, but the reality is this took years and years of, you know, getting state representatives elected, and Mike Sylvia, who's the prime sponsor of this particular piece of legislation, which is, by the way, the number has now been assigned to it. That's the big news, is it's CACR 32 here in New Hampshire. It stands for Constitutional Amendment Concurrent Resolution. It's a bit of a mouthful.
But and Mike Sylvia, he's not on, like, his first term as a state rep.
I think it's
like
his fifth term now.
I think
at this point. So he finally felt like, all right, it's time. So I think that he probably has been a supporter quietly of New Hampshire independence, but just didn't feel like the political winds were, you know, shifted around. You know, state reps to some extent are, you know, always licking their thumb and sticking it up the air to see what, you know, what they got to do. And
they want to push, I mean, the libertarian state reps, the free stater state reps, they want to push the government toward freedom, and they can't do that if they go straight to 100 miles per hour and lose their next election because there's no political support for, you know, a declaration of independence.
At this point, he's willing to go ahead and risk it and say, all right, well, I've had a good four terms. Let's go with this and see how it goes. And so he filed this thing. He got co-sponsors, almost not quite the maximum, but a large number of co-sponsors. And they filed this thing a few months ago. We've been just basically waiting as the slow gears of government have been turning behind the scenes. The bill,
this thing got filed in, like,
September. I think beginning of September. So 3 months later.
They finally have a number to put on it.
It's finally got a number. And the Legislative Services Group, this is a bureaucracy of, I guess, attorneys that work for the state, they have to go through all 800-plus bills. So they do have a lot of, you know, work on their plate to do in 3 months. And so essentially what they do is they take the proposed text from the legislator, they kind of work it up into the official format that it will appear in for, you know, as the bill, and make any necessary changes to it. In this case, no changes were made to the actual bill text, which I'm just going to go ahead and read it here for listeners that have not heard. It will say this, potentially, right? So the question is, the question to the reps is, should we put this on the ballot for people to vote on? And on the ballot, it would appear as this. Are you in favor of amending the first part of the Constitution by inserting, after Article 7, a new article to read as follows? And it would be this. Article 7A, Independent Nation. New Hampshire peaceably declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. All other references to the United States in this Constitution, state statutes, and regulations are nullified. And then also on the ballot, it would have a voter's guide to sort of help translate for the voter. I mean, we kept this thing simple. You and I, Aria, were in this sort of working group with Mike Sylvia that helped hammer out the text of this thing. So that's the actual, what I just read to you was the proposal of what will go into the New Hampshire Constitution if this thing is accepted by two-thirds of the New Hampshire voters in 2022.
It's nice and succinct.
Very succinct. You know what, two sentences or something like that? Anyway,
I mean, we worked hard in that email group over a period of weeks whittling this down to be as simple and clear as possible, just so they couldn't pull any sort of shenanigan.
And there was a lot of, you know, discussion and such that went into this. But one of the things that the Legislative Services people do is they kind of take that text in and they boil it into a voter's guide. So on the actual ballot, in addition to that question and the proposed amendment text, you'll also have this. It'll say, at the present time, all in caps, then, New Hampshire exists as a sovereign state of the United States of America. Then, all in caps, if the amendment is adopted, then, New Hampshire will peaceably declare independence from the United States of America and proceed as its own sovereign nation. So that is what the New Hampshire voters will see on the ballot. They'll see the question, the proposed amendment, and then the voter's guide as far as what will happen, voters, if you vote yes on this.
I like most of it. I just don't like the description of New Hampshire as a sovereign state of the United States. That to me is a bit contradictory.
Because clearly we're, you know, being dominated by them.
Right. Yeah. And if we're sovereign, then we're already independent.
Yeah.
So I like it, though. And I'm glad it's got the little voter's guide there. That's going to be on the ballot next year.
It could be.
Okay, that's true.
We
I'm
want
getting
it
ahead
to be.
Of myself.
Yes.
We don't have a date on the hearing yet.
No.
But you mentioned that, you know, there are three different rooms in which this could be held. The smallest mm-hmm. room that has, you know, a capacity for like 15 members of the public, a slightly right. larger room that could go up to 50, and if you surpass that amount, you end up with like a room that can hold up to 400 people.
Correct.
I don't think we can get 400 people there. It would be amazing if it could, but I think...
I don't know what to expect.
I think we could easily get more than 50 people out there for this, man.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's going to be an easy sell, and as soon as we get that bill hearing, I expect that to tread like wildfire.
I hope so.
I'm surprised the news isn't already spreading now that, you know, it does have that easily referenced number. And you said this
Well, I'm pretty sure this just broke today.
Okay.
So it's going to get out there.
So you said this is CACR 32?
That's what it is.
Awesome. I look forward to seeing how all of this develops. I mean, I look forward to, you know, participating and hopefully helping determine how this stuff develops.
Yeah, and so what needs to happen next is the supporters of independence in New Hampshire need to contact this particular committee, and there's a link on the NHX. If you go to nhexit.us, there's an article all about this, and there's a link there to that committee. There's a mailing link, an email link. You can send one email to this sort of generic address for the committee, and then the system forwards that to all 21 reps. You don't even have to figure out all the different reps' emails. You just send it to that one email, let them know what you think. And remember, the important point here is these reps don't have to agree with independents to support this thing.
Right, that's the critical part here.
You don't have to argue with them. You don't have to try to persuade them about independence, because a bunch of them are going to be, you know, sticking the muds on this. Like the head of this particular committee, his name is Al Baldessaro, he's like a former Marine, okay? He's a sure. Republican former Marine. You know he's got it banged into his head about government good, right? But he's also, to his credit, a critic of big government in a lot of ways. So, yeah, okay. There's still a question mark as far as whether or not he himself would support independence. But it doesn't matter what the state reps think about independence. The question is, what do the state reps think about giving the people the right to have their say on this question? Do you support, especially to the Democrats, by the way, on this committee, of which there are, I believe, 10. So there's 11 Republicans, 10 Democrats on this committee. It's like, Democrats are going to be against independence, obviously. A lot of them are.
Yes, but the Democratic thing.
But are they against democracy?
That's definitely the important part of this bill. The state reps, the Senate, they would not be declaring independence.
Correct.
They're just allowing us to vote on the matter.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a difficult position for them to take to say, no, we don't think people should be able to vote on this. Especially if you email them. That's nhexit.us. If you want to, even if you're not in New Hampshire, shoot these people an email. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is giving an update on the cleanup efforts in his state after tornadoes tore communities apart and damaged buildings. He touts the efforts to remove the debris from the hardest hit areas.
It feels pretty good to not just be pushing this stuff out of the way, but to be loading it up and taking it out of town. There's something therapeutic about taking that chaos and destruction and death, and getting it out of some of those areas.
At least 88 people died across multiple states from severe weather, with 74 of them in Kentucky. Over 100 people are still unaccounted for in Kentucky. 3% of U.S. COVID cases are involving the Omicron variant, according to the CDC, but no deaths have been related to it. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is set to vote this week on the National Defense Authorization Act to fund the military. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky on the Senate floor commends lawmakers for coming together to strengthen the U.S. military.
After months of delay, our colleagues have an opportunity to begin showing that America is serious about keeping pace with adversaries like Russia, who have spent decades modernizing their militaries with a singular focus on countering our military advantage.
The senator also calling for the United States to provide aid to Ukraine as tens of thousands of Russian troops mobilize on that country's borders. The November Producer Price Index, or PPI, jumped a whopping 9.6% year over year. Meantime, the PPI rose 0.8% last month. Surging prices for gas, food, iron, and steel were among the main drivers. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, share your thoughts and opinions. Man, I haven't said that in a long time.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is the number if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. It probably won't cost you anything to make the call, though. I mean, hardly anybody pays for long distance anymore.
But it's not technically a toll-free number, so.
Tolls may be involved depending on your long distance package.
But we are raising funds for Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. And this allows people who live in poverty to experience positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to make those decisions for them. And really, that's the better option for charity. Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Up to $30,000 is what we're matching. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head on over to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com. And help out some of these families that are being hit by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help people in Kenya. That's give.freetalklive.com. Now, I have a little bit of a history with the FBI. I was never a very big fan of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Then they kicked in my door at one point this year, and I became even less of a fan of the FBI. So when I see stories like this, it just fills my heart with joy. FBI officials had sex with prostitutes while overseas. An inspector general investigation finds. Now, I'm not opposed to the FBI or to anyone hiring prostitutes. I think sex work is work and it should be completely legal.
Yeah, anyone who supports a free market should have that particular viewpoint. Whether or not you agree with people selling their bodies for money.
Well, everyone sells their bodies to one degree or another.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just which particular act of selling your body do you find detestable? I mean, it's your body, whatever. However you want to sell it, if you want to break your back working in a coal mine or, you know, sell your voice to national radio or whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's your body. But the FBI disagrees because they're enforcing the laws of the U.S. government. And the U.S. government has laws against prostitution.
Do they? I thought those were state laws.
Oh, fair point. Well, they work with states.
What are they doing?
They work with states in order to create stings for sex trafficking. And
well, right, yeah. They would be involved in sex trafficking because, you know, if you're crossing borders, then they would get involved. But I think just by default, you probably aren't going to see the FBI involved in your standard, like, street-level sting in whatever city.
Sex trafficking also wouldn't exist as a thing if prostitution was legal. I mean, it would probably still happen.
There still might be some sickos who want to, you know, buy a slave from some underground organization, but yeah, you're right. It would go down quite a bit.
An investigation released by the Department of Justice Tuesday found that four FBI officials engaged in commercial sex with prostitutes while overseas.
Oh.
And a fifth official attempted to, which is a direct violation of Department of Justice and FBI policies. So, evidently, they have a policy against hiring prostitutes in other countries.
Well, note that it's just a violation of policy.
Yes.
So, they will not be prosecuted for this. This is just a... They're just going to get, you know, the old finger shucking going on. No, no, no.
They might lose their jobs or something.
No way. No way. For a policy violation, they're going to get a stern talking to. Like, you've made the agency look bad with this move. Now, you're going to be assigned to desk duty for 6 months, and you'll get your full pay. In fact, we might even put you on a paid vacation.
Sounds like a pretty sweet deal. They get to hire a prostitute and get a paid vacation.
I'm just speculating. Right. In most cases with the police, and I presume it's true with the FBI, the cops frequently, you know, are going around like murdering and raping people. In a lot of cases, they get a paid suspension.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
The investigation said that the officials, quote, lacked candor in failing to report their involvement or other agents' involvement in soliciting sex with prostitutes. One of the FBI officials...
Oh, see, it would have been all right if you just filed a report.
Yeah, they just lacked candor, whatever that means. One of the FBI officials additionally lied to the Office of Inspector General during an interview followed by polygraph questioning, which, again, polygraph, I think it was like 60% reliable the last time we talked about it. I don't remember the exact number, but
they are not reliable enough to be acceptable in court.
Yeah,
but the government still uses them.
I'm surprised the FBI agents who did this allowed themselves to be put under polygraph, knowing how unreliable it is.
Mm.
The individual denied having engaged in any sexual acts with the prostitute. The OIG investigation further found that five officials failed to report contact or relationships with foreign nationals, including foreign nationals from whom they procured commercial sex, in violation of FBI policies. In addition to that, one agent additionally failed to report. Let me finish. He failed to report that he provided a foreign police officer with, quote, a package containing approximately 100 white pills. So what he did wrong here was not provide a foreign police officer with a package containing 100 white pills. It was that he failed to report that he did that.
And what were those white pills?
It doesn't say. The report did not say what substance the white pills were composed of. Hmm. I imagine they were some sort of opiate or something, but, you know.
Who knows?
I don't know. It noted the FBI official, again, lacked candor when the individual denied observing or placing pills in a package to be delivered to a foreign officer. A sixth FBI official was also found to have committed misconduct for failing to report suspected violations. It is unclear what happened to the sixth official, but of the five who solicited commercial sex, two resigned, two retired, and one was removed. So,
they actually got rid of somebody.
Well, they got rid of one of them.
Yeah.
Two of them resigned. Two of them, you know, they were at retirement age anyway, so they get to keep all their government benefits.
Yeah, get them bennies.
So,
90% paycheck for the rest of their lives.
It's absolutely disgusting that the FBI agents aren't being tried, considering, you know, if they were...
They didn't do anything illegal.
They did, though.
Where was this happening? Did they say where
in Europe? It
doesn't
say what the other country is. I mean, it doesn't even specify this
in Europe.
I mean,
if it's in the Netherlands, then it's completely legal what they did.
But
it's just against policy.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but if you or I flew to the Netherlands and hired a prostitute, wouldn't that be illegal?
I don't know. I can't give you legal advice. I'm not a lawyer, but generally, going to another country and engaging in a legal activity in that other country typically doesn't result in criminal charges when you come home, although there may be some exceptions. There may be some exceptions to that.
In other news, though, the FBI is corrupt, so that's not a surprise to
anyone. Listen, Aria, you know it's just a few bad apples. I'm sure most of the FBI are just a good bunch of guys and gals.
Just
a few bad apples.
All the evidence I've seen from the FBI suggests that going all the way back to Hoover, I think was his name, the FBI has been corrupt. I mean, he was threatening Martin Luther King and writing him messed up letters all the way back in the 50s and 60s.
Right, and wasn't the FBI involved in Malcolm X's assassination, allegedly?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that.
Or was that the CIA? I don't know. I heard something come out about that recently. I didn't get the details.
But, I mean, as recently as, I think, 2016, the FBI was the largest child porn distributor on the planet.
Yep, so and they've also been busily setting people up as essentially, you know, dupes into doing so-called terrorism. Like, there have been hundreds of scenarios where the FBI has quote-unquote saved us from a terrorist strike, a bombing or something like that, that they themselves actually created that whole situation, like, from scratch by finding some lonely dupe who, you know, the FBI basically talks into wanting to commit a terrorist act.
And then the FBI kidnapping plot.
And then the FBI, that was one of them. And then the FBI proceeds to provide that person with the means, meaning the fake bomb, with a van, if they need a van, to deliver the fake bomb, a hotel room if they need a place to stay. Like, literally help handhold these people into these criminal charges.
And the sad thing is, a lot of these people they do this to are, like, mentally handicapped or mentally challenged in some way.
Yes.
And the FBI just exploits that so that they can say, hey, look what we did. We prevented this act of terrorism. Aren't we great? But the act of terrorism was never a threat until the FBI became involved. What are your thoughts on this FBI corruption, the latest example of it? 603-283-6166.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian, and Bitcoin.com is the place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to it, if you haven't really, if you're sitting there wondering what this Bitcoin cryptocurrency stuff is that your grandkids keep talking about, Bitcoin.com is where you should go. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes out of your day to watch some videos about this important world-changing information. You can even get some Bitcoin there for yourself if you want, as I understand it. That's Bitcoin.com. But if you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com where you can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Edward calling from Kentucky. Edward, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, Ian and Aria. I've been hearing Bonnie and Ian mention Wim Hof recently, so I just wanted to offer up. I've been practicing Wim Hof for over 4 years. I've known about it for over five.
Can you define what Wim Hof is?
Yeah, because I don't even remember.
Sure, sure. Ian, if you want to, and I could touch or... What,
no, you're the expert, started, man. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Wim Hof, he's a character from, he's a Dutchman, he's from Amsterdam, and his wife took her life in the 90s, and she left behind 4 kids and a loving husband, and so his mission after that was to make sure that nobody else had to go through what his family and what he has gone through. And so it's been his mission throughout life has just been to spread love through personal responsibility and knowing of the body and challenging of the body and the mind. And
his name is Wim Hof, and he's Dutch, which means I almost certainly spelled his name incorrectly. I spelled it the way you would expect an American.
Six letters total.
W-I-M-H-O-F.
Okay, I was fairly close then. Okay.
Yeah. So he had always been practicing meditation, and he had always loved to go and get into the local lakes, and they'd always see him there, and they'd say, oh, there's Wim. He's doing his thing, and he was always happy and smiling. And when this happened to him in the 90s, his goal was just, like I said, to spread it. And he's done a great job. If you want me to get into a little of the technique, but I was curious what you know so far, Ian, what you guys know.
Bonnie and I have been listening to the book by Wim Hof. We've got the audio version of it. I don't recall offhand what it's called, but I suspect he has not written a ton of books. So it's probably, if you go look for him, you'll find it. And
sure.
He does go over the breathing techniques that he recommends, which is basically almost a meditative practice.
Sure.
And then also cold adaptation. And he mm-hmm. recommends, for instance, like taking cold showers, but easing into it. That was my reaction, Aria. Aria's eyes just got real big when she heard that. But he recommends, you know, you start with like 15 seconds at the end of your normal warm shower or whatever. You just do the last 15 seconds are cold. And then,
that sounds horrible.
And then you go to 30 seconds like a week later, and then a minute a week after, you know, a week after that, and 2 minutes or whatever.
I've been off warm showers for 4 years, wow. So I haven't taken a warm shower.
What is the benefit of this? Because I like my showers like scalding hot, right?
Well, sometimes you'll find yourself, and it's 10 at night, and you've put it off for the last couple hours taking the shower, and it's just in your head, and it's something that you know you have to overcome, and it's a challenge to yourself mentally and physically. And then, let's say you haven't had the most productive day of athletics or anything, of breaking a sweat or anything, and the human body needs to move. So I always do a breathing routine before I do my cold shower, and it lasts about 6 to 8 minutes, I would say, and I'm basically sweating after that, and so the cold shower afterwards, especially in the dead of winter, it's you just feel invigorated when you finish it, and you feel like you've accomplished something. You know, it only lasts a minute and a half, and you turn that water after a minute and a half, and your face is numb, and you're thinking, you know, and you're pumped. You've got a pump on because, you know, you've been breathing for the last 6 hours, or I'm sorry, 6 minutes, just hardcore breathing.
The claim is that this sort of acclimation makes it so you can handle the cold better just in general. And
sure.
And from what he said, and I'm not like a medical person or whatever, so I'm probably going to get the terms wrong, but there's, you know, like things in your body, and they're not, I don't know if it's like blood vessels or ventricles or something like that, that react.
These are called thetans.
No. that react when you're shocked by cold, and that basically if you're always in warm environments, you don't exercise those things, and they don't actually, like, they don't protect you or whatever.
I can see the exercise aspect of it to a degree. I mean, the whole reason the human body shivers is to, you know, stimulate muscles and generate warmth that way. So it sounds like a cold shower may accomplish sort of the same thing.
Yeah, so it brings to, I would say, the third point of Wim Hof method, which is the power of the mind. And utilizing those first two methods of the breath and the cold, Wim Hof has gone to the University of Michigan. He's gone to, I know, an East Coast university too. And him and his students that he has taught just the method, just, you know, with recently, he's not like a lifelong practitioners like Wim Hof. Some mm-hmm. students that he had taught recently, they injected them with a neurotoxin, and he's able to, it would be, what would be like a food poison or an E. coli? They will then inject that into him and his students, and through his breath technique, he's able to fight off the sickness and able to show, I forget adrenaline or something where it was low. Instead of it lowering with this endotoxin, he's able to actually make it higher through the breath when it should be just getting drastically lower. Your body's getting attacked. He's able to, with the power of the mind, breath meditation, that's his method. So
yeah,
it is.
I'd really have to see some studies on that one, because I mean, I've seen videos on YouTube of, you know, karate masters from deep in India or wherever, you know, knocking people over with magical hand signs and stuff like that are obviously fake.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me someone injected this guy with toxins and just through mind over matter, he was managed to overcome them. I've just got to see some scientific data on it.
Yeah, it was at the University of Michigan Medical School. Not that that means anything after 2020, but it was before 2020. Gosh, I forgot what I was going
to
say about that.
I haven't gotten to that part of the book yet, but at one part, he is, again, it's some sort of place where this a study is being done. I mean, he's been studied quite a bit by doctors and such, and his practitioners have. So it's, there is data on this.
Okay.
Aria, instead of you digging into the book, Vice, about actually when Vice used to be good back 2012, 2014, Vice made a documentary in 2014, and it's probably still on YouTube. And there's two documentaries that are about 40 minutes each, and they're both really good.
They put some sort of a vest on him, and they had other people that were not with the Wim Hof method that they also had in this study. And this vest had, I don't know, some sort of tubes in it that they flushed with cold water, essentially. So it was like putting cold water all over your chest, essentially, in this vest.
Right.
And so the idea was they wanted to measure people's core body temperatures to see if it would go down, which, of course, it would in, you know, standard cases. And it did.
Yeah, you're spraying someone with cold water, that's going to make them colder.
Right. I guess the water wasn't directly touching them, but it was in this vest, so it was being flushed with the cold water. So it was cold water, okay, essentially moving through this, as I understood it. Anyway, what happened was every other person in the study except for Wim Hof had their temperature lowered, and his did not.
Well, that could just be a result of constantly taking cold showers as well, rather than being mind over matter, since he's trained his body to deal with cold, wet water. But it's an interesting concept, certainly something I would be interested in learning more about. So thank you so much for the call tonight, Edward. I've only heard it, Wim Hof mentioned here on the show. I've never heard anything about it in any other context. But, I mean, there's certainly truth to the mind over matter thing, right? That's why the placebo effect exists. And why you do have, you know, Buddhist monks who go out into the snow and who meditate, and they're just fine rather
than
starving.
That's who this guy is, basically.
Yeah. So that sort of thing does happen. I don't know about the experiments injecting him with something. That's one that I would most definitely want to look into. So if it's still on YouTube, I will be able to find it at some point. But for the next week, I'm not going to have much opportunity to, and I will probably forget after that. So if you want to come back at some point and talk more, maybe point me directly to the documentary that you're talking about, Edward, that would be fantastic. But I don't know anything about the guy. It sounds fascinating. And you don't remember the name of the book, the audio book that you're listening to?
I mean, just look for a book by Wim Hof.
I might do that instead, because I would rather read something and retain the information better and get more information than just watch a documentary. What are your thoughts about Wim Hof? Is it even possible? Do you find it incredulous and impossible to believe that someone could do these things just through mind over matter? I know it's possible, just not easy.
Nothing we're doing is easy.
Absolutely not. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.